Torah tells us in this week's parasha, parasha Nitzavim Ke Mitzvah Zois, Asher Noich Mitzavcha Hayoim, we speak about this mitzvah, L'Neflesihim Imach, it's not impossible, V'lo Rechokihi, it's not impossible, it's not difficult to do, L'Lo B'Shemayim Hi, it's not up in Shemayim, Lamer, that we're going to say about this mitzvah, Mi'alanu HaShemayim, Mikuchelanu, who will go to the heavens to receive this mitzvah for us. We will listen and follow. It's not on the other side of the world to say, that we should say, who's going to go to the other side of the world to receive it? The Gemara Masechta Erev and Afnun Dalar Mebeis explains how everybody has the obligation to learn and toil and study Torah. And then the Gemara says, V'hanu damar avdimi bar choma bar dosa. Ma'idik sev loy b'shmaim hi v'loy b'ev loy b'yam yam hi. Loy b'shmaim hi, he explains, Shem b'shmaim hi, word of Torah in the Shemaim, in the heavens, at the tzarech la'alach sachre, you would have to go up to the heavens to receive it. If it was on the other side of the world, then you would have to go to the other side of the world to receive the Torah. And Rashi explains that what he's coming to teach us is how much one has to do in order to learn Torah, even if it's not necessarily easy. The Mefarshim asked the question that here it says that one has to do whatever he can to learn Torah, as Rashi teaches us at the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, in Bechukosai Telechu, Shetiyu Ameilim B'Torah, a person has to toil in learning. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel teaches us, Ein Devarei Torah Meskaimim, El B'mi Shemerapa Atzmai B'Aleihem. Torah could only succeed, one could only succeed in learning if he works hard in order to understand his learning. One cannot be successful in his learning if he just learns with eating and drinking and enjoying himself. Somebody who is ready to suffer. He shouldn't sleep. Amr Chacham Derech Rama Zoyis HaTorah Adam Kiyomis Ba'il Ein HaTorah Miskayemis HaTorah can only succeed Ela B'mi Shememis Atzmei Ba'olei Chamim. Only someone who's willing to put his life on the line for Torah. But on the other hand, the Torah says Loi B'Shemayim Hi Lema Miyalanu HaShemayim. Isn't the Pasuk telling us that there is no obligation for a person to put himself to too much difficulty to learn? That so the Sefer Siach Yaakov explains, when somebody's told that this thing that you're looking for is in the heaven on the other side of the world, it could mean one of two things. One is, it could mean that it's very difficult to find it, but if one wants to find it, he has to be ready to go to the other side of the world or do whatever it takes to succeed. Or it's come to take us that it's not something that, since it's so distant and since it's so difficult, it's not something that we have any connection to. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching us when it says, the Torah is coming to teach us that the Torah should not be viewed as something separate and different from us. But rather we are to understand that even though the Torah may seem to be hard to reach and it's not always easy to succeed, it isn't something that is impossible. And as the Rambam teaches us, if somebody puts his mind to it and somebody puts his effort to it, he will succeed in his learning. But I saw that Rav Dushinsky Zitzal in the Sefer Torah Maritz asks a question. Here, as we just finished explaining, the mitzvah that we're referring to in this pasuk, ki mitzvah azois, that the Torah doesn't identify which mitzvah we're speaking about, is presumably the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But many suggest that it's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. So Rav Dushinsky tries to understand, maybe there's a connection that it means both tshuva, it means tshuva and Torah, is a way that it should mean both. So he explains that the Chazal tell us, the pasuk says, Tzofer Rosh La Tzadik Uvakish La Misai, the Rosh is looking out to destroy the Tzadik, Hashem Lo Yizvana B'yodai, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let that happen. From here we learn the tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya that it comes to a person who wants to do the right thing, to a person who wants to do B'tshuva. Lo B'Shamayim Hi, Tshuva is not in Shemayim. A person has to recognize that tshuva may not be easy, but it's something that is achievable and something that is attainable. And that, he explains, is the common denominator between the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of tshuva. Both of them are critical to our success, but both of them have the common denominator that on one hand, they're not easy to attain. But on the other hand, we have to know and believe that they are very attainable. The pasuk says that ki mitzvah hazois, the pasuk says the word mitzvah, and if we look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, they say the word mitzvah is begematria malachim. And I saw that the Sefer Yad Yecheskel asks, How do we understand this? We're doing a mitzvah, we're doing one mitzvah, and from that one mitzvah, we have malachim, many malachim. And the way he explains is that, yes, every time we do a mitzvah, we create a malach. But here, if we're doing one mitzvah, we should be creating one malach. Yet the gematria of mitzvah is malachim, that from the one mitzvah that we do, we create two malachim. So he suggests a pshat. He says that the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, he explains. Why when somebody does a mitzvah is the schar of a mitzvah mitzvah? He explains because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite goodness and his infinite interest in making us succeed, wants us to have schar. He wants us to do mitzvahs, wants us to have the schar, wants us to create malachim with our mitzvahs. And when one does indeed do so, and he creates a mitzvah through learning Torah, so what happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you created a good malach. You made me happy. And because you made me so happy that I was able to create a mitzvah, a malach, a schar in the world because of your mitzvah, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, I'm going to give you another mitzvah. That also will be considered a mitzvah that you helped me to make, create good malachim. And because of that, you will have malachim. For the secondary act, that by you doing a mitzvah, you created a malach, you'll have another schar, that you'll have another malach coming from what you did. Along the same lines, he suggests that when a person does a mitzvah, what happens when a person does a mitzvah is that he doesn't just do good for himself, but he actually sustains that the entire world. And by sustaining the entire world, which is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with that purpose. So he's doing a tremendous mitzvah that not only is he bringing benefit to himself, but he's bringing benefit to the entire world. And for that wonderful act that he's bringing benefit to the entire world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, malachim, you will create many malachim. But perhaps according to the way we're learning, we could understand that what we're learning here is that by a person doing a mitzvah, what he accomplishes by doing the mitzvah of Torah and Tshuva, which as we're learning these two mitzvahs are connected. Because what the Pasuk perhaps is teaching us is that the best way to do tshuva is by learning Torah. So that means you could accomplish two mitzvahs. You could accomplish the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and you could also accomplish that by through your learning Torah, you'll be creating malach, you'll be also doing tshuva. So you'll be, in one act of learning Torah, doing two things. Tshuva, you'll be doing Talmud Torah and tshuva. And therefore, it's most appropriate to say, ki a mitzvah. This one mitzvah of Talmud Torah represents two mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and tshuva, which ultimately create malachim. To create, as the Pasuk in our parasha describes, the tremendous schar, the tremendous schar that we get for learning, for doing mitzvah, and all of our enemies fall away, and all of our bakoshes, all of our requests are answers. Tzadkenu b'tzadukum mishpah b'ches b'rachmim m'heira b'yameinu.